The United States was founded on the principle of the rule of law. There was Thomas Paine's great statement in Common Sense where he says, in America, the law is king. All the founding fathers, John Adams, all talk about the fact that when they established the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the basic principle was we were restraining people because people are infallible. People make mistakes. Power goes to people's heads. In fact, James Madison said, we ought, and this is the man who wrote the Bill of Rights, James Madison said, we ought to mistrust all those in power. What we're facing now, however, with the growth of government and the power in the presidencies, we're teetering very close to what those who fought for our rights in the beginning in the American Revolution, our Constitution, what they faced. This is especially true in light of the New York Times recent revelation that President Obama is operating off a government kill list. He has personally been directing who should be targeted for death by military drones, which are unmanned aerial assault vehicles. Should we fail to recognize and rectify the danger in allowing a single individual to declare himself the exception to the rule of law and assume the role of judge, jury, and executioner, we will have no one else to blame when we plunge once and for all into the abyss that is tyranny. In fact, declaring Obama's actions without precedent in presidential history, the New York Times describes a process whereby every few weeks Obama and approximately 100 members of his national security team gather for their Terror Tuesday meetings in which they handpick the next so-called national threat to die by way of the American military CIA drone program. Obama signs off personally on about a third of the drone strikes, all the ones in Yemen and Somalia, and the risky ones in Pakistan. Indeed, by the time he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009, Obama had given the go-ahead to more drone strikes than Bush did during his entire presidency. By the third year of his presidency, two times as many suspected terrorists had been approved for killing than had been put in Guantanamo Bay during George W. Bush's presidency. These Terror Tuesday sessions directed by President Obama on who will be killed next, making the president essentially a hitman, in my opinion, returns us to the beginning when we fought to establish the rule of law. One of the frightening things in this scenario, by using drones to attack a single Al-Qaeda agent or suspected Al-Qaeda agency, are all the people around these agents. What we're seeing now is innocent people dying because one person may be targeted by the president. As an anonymous government official on Obama's drone campaign recently observed, and I'm quoting, they count the corpses and they're not really sure who they are. Indeed, Obama's first authorized drone attack in Yemen led to the deaths of 14 women and 21 children and only one alleged Al-Qaeda affiliate. Incredibly, the government actually justifies these civilian deaths by suggesting that the individuals must be militants or combatants simply because of their proximity to the target. To put this in perspective, we're dealing with a very serious problem. The growth of the power of the presidency and the power of the president to act on his own will and disregard the rule of law. I vigorously opposed George W. Bush's policies. He was not a civil libertarian. There was some glimmer of hope when Obama took office that he would be, but we've come to find out that Obama is actually, according to many civil libertarians, a worse president in terms of protecting our civil liberties. As Steven Rosenfeld reports for Salon, and I'm quoting, when Barack Obama took office, he was the civil liberties community's great hope. Obama, a former constitutional law professor, pledged to shutter the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and run a transparent and open government. But he has become a civil libertarian's nightmare, a supposedly liberal president who instead has expanded and fortified many of the Bush administration's worst policies, lending bipartisan support for a more intrusive and authoritarian federal government. President Obama now has power that Bush never had. Our Constitution clearly guarantees, especially American citizens, the right to a lawyer, a right to an impartial jury, the right to a trial, the right to be treated humanely by government agents. The President of the United States is completely bypassing all of these. If something is not done to curb this man's power, all freedoms as we have known them are going to be obliterated.